This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, and tape delayed throughout the world. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota with us. Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, we're freezing.
Good to be back on air.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice. Gwyneth, I've asked Jason, who's our engineer today, to spend a few minutes and tell us about the weather. He is in Minnesota, and I'm looking at the map right now, the wind chill map. In Missouri, we're looking at about minus 21 in our neck of the woods. As you go north toward Minnesota, we're looking at minus 28 wind chill, about minus 51 to 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Jason, what is it like in Minnesota right now? I know that a number of people have lost power. I'm thinking it's in the thousands of people have lost power. It's extremely dangerous losing electricity, because hardly any heating systems work, hardly any work without electricity. What's it like in Minnesota right now?
Well, so I'm outside Minneapolis, and where I am, I hadn't seen any power outages. We seem to be okay around here. Here at the studio, we do have a backup, battery backup, and a generator too, if anything were to happen. But, yeah, it's my toes are cold. My car didn't start this morning. Caught a ride with a coworker here whose car luckily did start. I can't imagine standing outside for longer than 5 minutes without my nose falling off. So,
well, Jason, there are warnings. You know, do not take deep breaths of air when you're out in that cold, because it will cause lung damage.
Oh.
And, yeah. And, you know, and
wow.
Yes, it's that serious. As a matter of fact, almost 2,000 flights were canceled, mostly out of Chicago. This is a huge, huge storm. Serious impact. When I was growing up, Gwyneth and Jason, I remember when we had storms and snow, you would read about people dying of heart attacks from shoveling snow. Not that I'm looking forward to it. I think it's terrible when that happens. But I'm sure in the next few days we're going to be hearing stories about people who have just decided to get out there and shovel those sidewalks and shovel their driveways so they could get out and get to work. Absolutely tragic. And we're going to hear about deaths of people who have frozen to death because they were without electricity. I'm sure we're going to hear it. And it's terrible. So you need to plan for that, class. And this is a warning about how serious it can be. Jason, what would you do if you had a power outage, let's say Genesis Communications Network, was unable to broadcast because the internet went down, and the staff couldn't get to work. Okay, the engineers couldn't get there to do the engineering in the six studios at Genesis Communications Network, and you had to stay home, and the power was out at your home as well as Genesis, and let's say largely across the city. Would you consider moving in with friends and family and conserve resources? How would you face this, Jason?
That's a good question. I don't know necessarily where I could go because my parents live across the border in Wisconsin, and I could try to get with them, and hopefully everything's okay there if I can get away from it. Otherwise, if I'm just trying to survive and heat myself, I mean, I suppose I'd build a fire or something.
Okay, all right. And that's something, class, to think about. What would happen if the power went out across your city, if you happen to be in a city? And what, you know, you think, okay, I can get in my car and I can, you know, my car works, so I'm good to go, front wheel drive. On average, the tires of a vehicle are half worn out because they start out brand new and then they end up being bald, you know, at the end of their life. So on average, they're halfway worn out. So think about that. Are your tires good enough to get you through the snow? Do you have chains if you need them? Are chains even legal in your area? Do you have snow tires? Hardly anybody has snow tires anymore, right, Jason?
Yeah, I don't. Well, it's usually all-season tires, right?
Right, but I mean snow tires that, you know, say...
I don't see them.
Yeah, people don't buy them anymore because they think everything's going to be okay and the municipalities are going to clear the roads. Is there snow where you are right now in Minnesota?
Yeah, there is snow. It had snowed over the weekend. We had gotten about just a couple inches. wasn't a big deal. But then, you know, you shoveled it. Nobody cared. And then you do see it drifting though, and you see it blowing around. The winds are pretty heavy, so the snow's blowing around. But I don't know. It still doesn't seem. I've seen worse problems with snow than that concern now. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, governors in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan have all declared emergencies due to the weather. And they say, officials, whatever that means, have warned that temperatures will only become life-threatening as the week progresses. Well, to me, it's life-threatening right now. I think they're mistaken. When you're in a wind chill of minus 51 to 56 degrees, and you are pretty much in the worst of it in Minnesota right now. Actually, you are. It's the coldest there of the lower 48. But it's pretty cold in other places. For example, Illinois minus 46, Wisconsin minus 47. Ohio looks like minus 18 to 27. Missouri is minus 19 to minus 21. So it's pretty cold. The Commonwealth of Virginia is between 8 and 13 degrees. So it's pretty cold. So there's a blast of cold air across the northern part of the United States and the Midwest. And it's pretty serious. So my advice would be, don't go out unless you absolutely have to. Jason, have you seen people stranded, stuck, spinning off the road? Have you seen those kinds of things?
No, it looked pretty. I mean, it's quiet this morning. There's a lot of people not going to work. A lot of places shut down. So when we drove in, there weren't nearly as many cars on the road as you'd normally see rush hour. And so yeah, I didn't see any cars in the ditch or anything like that. It was, like I say, it was just quiet. I think people are staying home, staying inside, staying warm, keeping safe. So, yeah, I'm not seeing. I think people are being smart about it.
Wonderful. And I saw an image that was very interesting, something I had not seen before in my entire life. That Amtrak has been canceling their trains, and they have actually gone out on the tracks and set the rails on fire to prevent the trains, train tracks from freezing shut and preventing the trains from being able to move. I'm talking about like the switch gear to switch tracks and things, because they can ice up and freeze in place. And we can have derailments and crashes and things like that with trains. So literally it looks like, I'm not 100% certain, but it looks like they've put oil on the tracks and set the tracks on fire, you know, low temperature fuels, and not enough to burn the cross ties, deform the rails, but enough to keep the ice from forming and locking the switch gear. But that's what they're doing. Class, have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of setting the rails on fire to allow the trains to continue moving? I've never heard of it. That's how serious this particular storm is. Jason, anything, any words of wisdom you'd like to share with us? Things that you'd say, whatever you do, don't do that.
Well, yeah, don't stand outside. Don't expose your skin. That's a big thing. That's the thing they're showing on the news is, you know, frostbite in this condition can happen in minutes. So that's simply all I can say is just don't expose your skin to the elements.
Mm-hmm. And I read a story that it was sort of mind-boggling in the last couple of days that people are being held up for their coats. You know, if you have a nice, warm duck down coat.
Gosh.
And people are literally having guns put in their face.
Being robbed for their coat.
Being robbed for their coats. Jason, have you heard of that? Now, this is happening in Chicago. It's a little bit east of you, but have you heard of that?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm afraid I wouldn't respond very kindly to somebody trying to steal my coat. And what happens is the people, when they take the coats, they're wearing the coats. They're wearing these coats because it's freezing outside. And then someone pulls up and says, okay, give me a coat. And leaves the person without a coat. And I'm afraid that, you know, I might say, okay, I'll have to take it off. Is that okay with you? And then as I take off my coat, as I'm handing it to them, I probably push my coat out of the way.
This call quality, and, I can only hear about every second word.
Okay, let's reconnect with Gwyneth. She's having trouble. Gwyneth, you're on your your repaired landline, right?
I'm on the new landline, but it's been making calls just fine. I think it's the signal to GCN.
Okay. Jason, if you could reconnect during the break, that'd be great. Thank you.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's great to have Gwyneth back. Gwyneth had some problems with her landline, and now she's got it up and running. So, Gwyneth, what's new in your world in Australia?
Okay, we have had the opposite problem to you. We have had weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of baking hot temperatures, which is totally normal for this time of year. Our daytime average daily temperatures have been well over 40 degrees absolutely every day. That's 40 degrees centigrade, which is, I'm not sure how much that is in Fahrenheit.
I'll let you know in a second.
Hot.
Yeah. Okay, I'm converting it right now. It'll be just a second. But please continue.
Yeah. Okay.
104 degrees. It's 104 degrees. 40 degrees centigrade or 40 degrees Celsius is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. That's baking hot in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, and it's generally been 42, 43, 44 degrees. For weeks, and my vegetable garden has died. Because the pond pump that I was using to pump water into my header has gone gone to God. So when I need to pump water up to the dam header, I have to move the pump that I would normally use to pump water into the house header down to the dam and pump water that way, and then change it all back, and it's all heavy, and so it all got too much, and I thought, well, I'm going to just cart water from the dam for the animals, which is a daily task, and and just keep the pump attached to the house header to pump water up to a header in our country is otherwise known as a header tower. It's a water pressure tower. Okay, that's, you have a tank on a tower, a water tank on a tower. You pump water up to the tank that provides pressure through your pipes in your house. So because we live off the grid, we have really, really large cisterns around about 10,000 gallons of rainwater storage, and that is our house water. And we would use probably around about 250 gallons of rainwater a week. So that 10,000 gallons has the, that'll do us for 40 weeks without rain. So that's, that's how we operate. And so it's not a big emergency, but the vegetable garden has died. And I have, I think, was it Mark mentioned about me, myself and my books? I'm still working on those. They were rejected. Can we make Karina Harlequin famous?
Sure.
Sure.
Let's make them and General Electric famous, too. I've got some comments about them and Google.
Yeah. Karina Harlequin rejected by book. That's amazing.
Did they tell you why?
They didn't give any reason. But I could think that there would possibly be a few reasons why. I know that you've read a few chapters.
Yeah.
Of my books. And is it page-turning, exciting, readable stuff?
Absolutely.
Or is it absolute drivel? You can be perfectly honest with me.
Now, your writing is up there with the finest authors. No question about it. Maybe the reason is that you exceeded the polysyllabic threshold of Harlequin. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe it's written to a higher level.
I'm still really having problems hearing you. I know that you can hear me fine, but we have another go at connecting in this.
Sure, Jason can try that.
Warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy. I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's so cold.
It's cold, all right. Wicked winter weather hitting Wisconsin. The high Wednesday, minus 11 degrees. The low, minus 29. And USA Radio's Alicia Cowan says the wind chill factor will be worse, much worse.
So we're supposed to have up to negative 50 below wind chills. And with the wind chills,
our boiler is really going to be working hard.
The governor issuing a state of emergency.
The governor of Wisconsin has actually issued a state of emergency. I believe this might even be the record cold. All schools are closed. Most businesses are closed.
Turning now to politics, after President Trump delivers the State of the Union Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, Gwyneth is with us. We've connected several times and. Let's see if this is any better. Gwyneth, what would you like to share with us today in class?
Okay. Actually, I would like to talk about storytelling and the importance of storytelling in culture and how information is transmitted, okay, through the telling of stories. And, I'm going to plug my book a little bit more. I'm going to let the class know that it should be fairly soon on one of the major print-on-demand retailers out there. And once I've got it fully set up, then I'll let you all know where you can get it. I should warn the class that if they like the TV series Black Sails, they're going to love my books. If they can't stand that genre of fiction, they probably shouldn't buy my books, because there is a high level of violence in the books, and there is a... that they are erotic romance novels. So if you are not a quiet type of book, then just don't buy it, and it's okay, and I won't be offended at you, because it's not for everyone. But the thing is that it was a very, very violent era of history, the golden age of pirates. And I didn't want my books to come across as being Pirates of the Caribbean. And I actually finished writing the books, and then I found the TV series, which was Black Sails. And I said, oh, my gosh, this is more or less exactly what I wrote, except not the plot line, but the style, the theme of the book. Okay. So, yes, when you were talking about the intense cold where you were, my memory flashed back to a story that Archie used to tell about when he was a little boy. Archie was born, that was my husband for new listeners. He died in 2003 of a heart attack. He was a Norwegian gangster. He was a gangster in Glasgow. His uncle was the leader of a gang of 4,000 men, and when he was 6 years old, his uncle initiated him into the gang, and by the time he was 12 years old, he was the second in command of the gang, and he was a gang leader or senior officer in various gangs that he was associated with over the years, up until he became a Christian. Then God told him that maybe he shouldn't be engaged in that lifestyle anymore. So he went to Bible college and became a minister of religion, a Pentecostal minister, and ended up opening a mission and found out that the Hell's Angels lived next door. So obviously that was his mission field. But when he was a boy in Glasgow, they would have snowstorms in that city where they would get 8 foot deep drifts of snow, and he would have to go walking 5 miles through the snow to the bakery. And this was, he would have to leave at 4 a.m. in the morning, and he would have to walk to the bakery to get some, they're called burnt buns, okay? Like rolls, bread rolls, except I liked them with a burnt crust on them. So he would have to walk 5 miles to the bakery to get his granny's burnt buns, burnt bread rolls, and then he would have to walk them back, and he would have to do that in time to be able to be ready for school at 9 a.m. in the morning. Now that, when he was doing that, he was around about five years old when he was doing that. I think that people today really, really have no idea of what humanity has been through. And it was just absolutely amazing. In Glasgow, none of the houses of the poor had any furniture. I think this is still, if there's anyone in the class who actually lives in Glasgow, we would love to hear from you. But when I was a little boy, very few houses of the poor had furniture. because when it comes down to these temperatures, which particularly every winter, and it still does, they would their sofas, they would break up their couches, they would break up every chair and every table in the house, and they would put it onto a wood fire that they had, or, you know, many of the houses had wood fireplaces. They would put all of the furniture onto the wood fire just to keep warm. And, you know, then the following summer, then they would set about the task of acquiring a new set of chairs and tables and cupboards, because all of the chairs, all the tables, all the cupboards over the course of the winter had been broken up and had been put onto the wood fire simply to keep warm, because when it gets down to that temperature, it really does get to a life and death situation. If you don't stay warm, you are going to freeze to death in your own bed. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and I know of a family in Virginia. We had an ice storm for about 11 days, probably 8 years ago or so, maybe actually a little longer. And the grandfather of the family said he was going to stay at the farmhouse, and everyone else went to join forces at a younger person's house within the family. And after the storm was over, it was an ice storm. Just, you know, a quarter of an inch of ice just paralyzed everything for days and days. He couldn't go anywhere, because if you were on the road, you'd slide off based on the crown of the road. You could not drive. It was so dangerous. Power lines were failing, so there was no electricity. And at the end, after they were able to get out to go find the grandfather at the farmhouse, he was frozen to death. So yes, that happened. In addition to that, in England, I would say maybe 5 years ago, there was a storm, and it was so cold, and the electricity went out, and people were burning what? They were burning furniture, just as you said. And for heat, if they could walk, they would buy used books, because they got more heat value per unit of currency from books than they did from anything else. So they were burning books to stay warm. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Now, I would not want to do that. But that's what they did. Life and death.
That would be tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Really is a situation of life and death.
So
now,
here's something.
In Australia. Yeah.
Go ahead. We have a very long delay between the United States and Australia now, Gwen. So we're looking at about 2 to 3 seconds as far as my ear can tell me. So I just want to keep that in mind. So we might be talking at the same time, but we'll try not to. So please tell us what happens in Australia.
Okay. Where we are, you know, the real problem is not so much the cold. It might get, this is in degrees centigrade once again, we might get on a really, really cold night an overnight low of -5 degrees centigrade. That's a very, very cold night for us. And on such a day, the daytime temperatures in the winter you know, 8, 9, or 10 degrees. And we might have a month or two of these sorts of temperatures during the winter. We don't get snow that lies on the ground. We might get a snow flurry come through because we are up in the mountains. Or comparatively, we would be around about 1,000 feet above sea level or thereabouts, between probably 800 and 1,000 feet above sea level. There is a mountain probably around about 4 kilometres away. And, you know, so it tends to, you know, we get colder temperatures here than what they get in town, which is just travels away, probably about 15 miles away. They have much milder temperatures there because they're lower down. But, you know, it's the problem that we have here is intense summer heat. Really, really intense summer heat. Because the other thing that is noticeable during the summer is low humidity. And actually, the low humidity that we get here is just as much of a danger as the high temperatures itself. And that's what I was mentioning. You've got to keep your animals. You've got to keep the water up to the garden. But the advantage of it is that cactuses grow really well here. So one of the main crops that we have here is opuntia. Prickly pears, the Indian fig cactus, okay, they do really, really well here, and agaves do really well here. But we'll get back to the storytelling end of things and the reason why stories are so important.
All right, we'll be right back.
After the break.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, here's something to think about. Let's say a year ago you decide to have a fire in the fireplace, not necessarily for heat, but just for enjoyment. And you put those fire, you put the logs in the fireplace, and you had your fire. And, of course, you opened up the damper so that the gases and the smoke and the smell would go right up and out the chimney. But then when the fire's over, you know, the fire kind of dies down, and then you tend to, well, maybe not close that damper. Well, on cold weather days, like we're experiencing right now, that if you have a traditional chimney, it has probably about an 8x8 flue, 8 inches by 8 inches. 8 times 8 is 64 inches. What would that be like? That is equivalent to opening one of your windows in your house 2 inches. Now, who would open their window in their house on a freezing cold day 2 inches? Hardly anybody. But if you have your chimney flue open, your hot air in your house is racing right up that flue, and it's warming up the neighborhood. Of course, I'm exaggerating, but it is leaving your house. So leaving your chimney flue open by not closing the damper is like leaving your window open 2 inches. Think about that. So you might want to go check your damper and close it if, of course, you have, you know, a wood type fireplace. Now, if you have logs in there, that gas logs that you're heating your house with, you might need to leave that, well, you would need to leave that damper open some amount. So check your manual, check the internet, see what it says. But if you're not using your fireplace, you might want to consider closing that damper. And so what do? We tell stories here at USA Prepares. Why? I don't know. But that's how I learned best, by hearing stories, and maybe that's why I share stories from my personal experience. And maybe that's why instructors share their stories. And that's probably one of the chief differences between us and everybody else. We literally tell stories that are based on our experience, things that worked, things that don't work. And actually, that's the Harvard approach to teaching, by storytelling. And I was exposed to that methodology of teaching at the university. Gwyneth, you were talking about storytelling. Please continue.
Yes. You know something, a little while ago I started to do a writing course, and because I had to travel 80 kilometres each way to actually attend classes, I didn't last very long in this writing writing session at my local community college. But from what I did hear, one thing that they said, one thing that they emphasised in this writing course was, if you want to be a great writer, you must read a huge number of stories. And I have been somebody who has devoured stories my entire life. I grew up in Rotorua in New Zealand among the Te Arawa tribe that lives there, the Maori tribe that lives there. And they are some of the great storytellers of the whole world. And you have not experienced life until you have sat with a Maori storyteller and heard them, or any Indigenous storyteller, and heard them tell stories for the afternoon. And often, you know, it'll go into the evening. And it'll be an absolute saga, and everybody's just sitting there, just absolutely wrapped. You know, nobody says anything. Nobody complains or anything like that. Nobody even wants to go to the bathroom in case they miss something.
Well, I got to tell you that
we have to.
That's what our meetups were like. We had meetups. We would tell stories about things that are happening, things that we've done,
yeah,
things that worked, things that didn't work. And you could hear a pin drop at the meetups, unless somebody's cell phone
rang. That's right.
Which frosted me. I will be right back with with Gwyneth Isaacs. I've got a couple comments I'd like to share about smart devices in the home, and we'll chat about that for a few minutes as well. We'll be right back after the commercial announcements.
Okay.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.